darkness, everybody, dark. Everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark.
Darkness, everybody. The darkness be spreading.
Let that darkness spread.
My darkness is flowing to the balls, all the way to my wallet, because it's empty right now. God damn it.
Wallet. Oh, yeah, let the darkness. Oh, man, my darkness is spreading all over.
My darkness is so tasty. You can taste the taste of my darkest salted chocolate balls.
You love it, the darkness.
Yay, darkness.
Yes, yes, Cody, his first enthusiasm of the darkness.
Yay, fuck this show.
Cody's more enthusiastic. Cody's more enthusiastic when we just do normal shows or whatever. When we do darkness, he's like, I don't want no part of this. He's like, I should give a fake name.
I know, right?
That's right, he is the only one with a real name.
Just slowly eating at my psyche ever since I started this bullshit.
That's why he's the easiest to find on his
I'm surprised he doesn't get stalkers already. Just stalking.
Oh, he stalks me whenever we go out drinking. He stalks them bottles. Shit. Shit, that's stalking enough. That's all the stalking I need from Cody, okay? Because you can tell when Cody gets fucked up, too. That's the thing. You can see it in his eyes. Like, it goes from normal Cody to just like, I just want to lay my head down right here and pass the fuck out, you know? Yeah.
On my wall on the table, and I give a fuck.
Oh, CJ, last time we went to Comic-Con, man, this man Cody almost just—he almost committed suicide by giving his whole damn wallet up to this waitress. Where she was smiling her ass off, and I remember going like, "No, you don't take that." She was just happy. She was just like, "Oh, this Negro left me a huge tip."
He must be tipping for the rest of the black people out there.
He didn't even eat his food neither. Wow, he's tipping. He's a rich Negro right here.
Fried chicken is still cold.
You know what she said? She was like, "Well, he's light skinned. That's why." She's not CJ's color, you know. He has some morals.
Morals.
The lighter you are, the more morals you have. Yes.
That makes no. It's terrible. Oh, but people, we're back here. The darkness.
Yes,
glad
people.
Doing this.
I'm glad to be back. I'm tired. All this running around, moving around. Spider-Man's got me busy. Moving's got me busy. But the darkness always stays in one place. It never escalates. Well. It escalates at some point. But anyway.
Yes. Speaking of Spider-Man, I'm going to have an early viewing tomorrow. Abomination. I mean,
I've already done a review. It should be up this whenever the fuck I feel like posting it this weekend.
So, hey, if I see it, I would love to try to record it with you or maybe like tag on in half.
If I'm not mistaken, we were going to do one. You said Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I never even saw the movie. What
Cody,
you
see how the nigga forgets. You see this, right?
I thought a darkness of the movies was in the cards for Spider-Man. I thought that was a plan. Anyways.
That's what okay, then we're going to do it Sunday,
Cody.
People.
I could have sworn the nigga said Sunday.
Yeah.
Make sure if you guys don't want to be spoiled, make sure y'all eat y'all tickets from Fandango.com so you can sell see this shitty-ass movie. At least if you buy it from Fandango, you won't pay full price for this movie. You'll at least save some money.
You know what? I think I could drop this news too if I got some exclusive Sony Spider-Man news if you want to find out. It's probably a rumor, but they are in talks of probably making a Richard Parker movie.
Okay.
I don't think nobody gives a fuck personally. Cody, do you give a fuck?
No.
CJ, do you give a fuck?
Richard Parker has spider power. What is it?
I thought that was always one of the best stories of Peter Parker's parents is that we didn't know too much about them.
Fuck, man. Really?
Are they going to do one about a love movie of how Uncle Ben and Aunt May met? You know?
They're going to do one when they casted Topher Grace as fucking Venom then as well. we're going to see that as well. Casting choices for that where Sam Raimi just said, fuck it, you want Venom? You got him, man.
Yeah, let's make him the kid from that 70s show, because everybody always thought that guy was mincing. He was angry and he was scary, right?
Don't get me wrong, I like that actors, you can get new people for these movies, but that motherfucker was definitely the wrong one for this movie.
Yeah, clearly.
Now, I never hated the kid, never hated one. I was like, you know what, I'd like to see him do something else, do something different. I think the kid has done a lot of shit. He's done romantic comedies, he's done Predators, he's done romance films, whatever, he's done action films. I like that he ventures out into these genres, but I gotta tell you right now, brother, you don't fit for a damn one of them.
It seemed like, I want to say that movie killed a career, but I know he had a few movies after that.
That movie started his career, yeah, I'm about to say. That movie started.
I mean, he was already making money from that 70s show.
That shit was always on his way to the end, because remember, that's when that 80s show kicked in and got canceled in his first week.
And yeah, but they still replay that 70s show, even now. You know, he's still getting royalty checks from that 70s show.
I don't think he's getting much for them checks, though.
Come on. Look at
that shit's on WGN.
Name?
Don't nobody get no royalty checks off no fucking WGN.
What about, what's his name? The guy who made that Scrubs show. You know, that dude rich.
Oh, which one?
Scrubs.
The actor in the show, or the actor in the show?
Yeah,
the one who made it.
The actor.
Which one? It's like 20.
He the one who made the Kickstarter because he needed $12 because he didn't have $12 in his pocket.
Zach Braff.
Zach Braff is actually still doing something with his life. That's why. That's why he's making money.
All he's doing is just asking for money. He ain't doing nothing.
He's doing a lot more than Topher Grace is right now.
That is true.
The fuck is Topher Grace? Last thing he was doing was the big wedding.
Yeah.
Shit.
Which, actually, the big wedding brings up an interesting point here, because we brought back a little segment called Jungle Love today.
Ooh!
Now, I told everybody. I told motherfuckers. I told them, CJ. Send your stories in. I want your love story, because that one we had last week had me laughing, had me just dying. And people were telling me like that was the funniest part I've ever heard in any podcast segment, reading some questions or comments or anything like that. That light bulb tinkered in my head. I was like, was that it, Cody?
I was going to say, was that a love story or an obsession story? I'm not sure.
Well, technically, it was both, because it was a love story. It was a love story for him stroking his dick, because that's love right there. An obsession because of the bitch he was trying to fuck. But you know what? He did write back.
Oh, we heard from the mighty Dread. Yes.
He wrote something back, right?
Yes.
I'm dreading this. Man, I remember thinking about this the other day, too. I was just walking home, and I was just like, I swear to God, we just talked about a guy talking about how he masturbated to this girl. But not only that he masturbated to her, he was like in front of, like pretty much behind her or something. Watching her from afar.
Damn, CJ done made this nigga into a pedophile. So who are you? Technically, he made himself into one.
Yeah. Good Lord. But yes, we brought back the Jungle Love. We may have to rename it to, like, what, Darkness? Love in the Darkness?
Something like that. Yeah, I guess that'll work.
The Darkness Presents Jungle Love.
Presents
Jungle Love. Yes, that's right. You guys having any connection problems or whatever?
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
I hear you now, yeah.
You know Wayne ain't going to do a goddamn thing with this partner.
Better. I got five shows to get his ass.
God damn, five fucking shows. God damn.
I mean, so. I have backup. We got one backup. We got another backup. You know, so we got several backups.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. To each his own, brother. But we here with the Darkness Presents Jungle Love. That's right, it brought back. Of course, I'm the phenomenal one. I don't know why we introduced ourselves.
I know. I'm Chicago John.
Yeah, you know the fuck I am. Let's get on with this shit.
That is Cody Williams. You can find him, Cody Williams. You can find him easily at 3444 Venice Beach, California, 90280. Yes, you can find
him. You can actually masturbate outside his window because he has a great view of the city.
Do not do that. Please do not do that.
Go to that address I just gave you. That is Cody's exact address, too, by the way, people. So go to that exact address. Jerk off in front of it and figure out how that's going to work out for you, okay?
If you pick the wrong window, you may get a loved one of his, and they may even feel extra better, extra special to masturbate in front of one of his loved ones.
Wouldn't that be funny? That would be some funny shit you read in the paper tomorrow or whatever. Local teens jerking off in front of the front of this house in Venice Beach, California.
Like a whole fucking line.
It's like, oh my god, our voice has power.
I hope there's like an army of them, and then like Cody looks up and like, why is it snowing outside? That's not snow, Cody.
So it tastes like icicles.
Man, this snow is melting awful slow.
Man,
it's really funny.
Just soothes right down your throat, you know?
Jesus, god damn it.
Hacky, though. Tastes like chicken, too. It's gooey. It's like some Ivan Ooze shit, you know?
Who put plaster on this? I heard that we're going to get the wall plastered, but who used the real cock?
You just do a pun, nigga. Okay, this is, Cody, we got to get this nigga from stop listening to other podcasts. This nigga doing puns now.
Yeah, he's going to be sliding with that shit, too. He's trying to join our voices, this motherfucker.
And I like when I brought it up, Cody. That nigga started giggling. Like, all right, man, nigga. Black people don't do puns. I just want you to know that, all right?
All right.
Just want you to know that, CJ. That's just not clever. It's not even funny. You ain't even nerdy enough to do fucking puns, okay?
No. Don't test my nerd card.
I can test your nerd card. Come on, let me test your nerd card. Who made the greatest movie of all time, The Last Airbender?
Oh, God. So, anyway, we were talking about the darkness and love.
Yes. Hey, so, you know what? I'm going to be like Oprah here. I'm going to ask the tough questions right away. And I'm going to eat a bunch of bonbons and shit real quick. What is either the weirdest or wildest date y'all ever been on?
I guess the weirdest date I ever been on was, I was taking this one girl home from a date, and she decided.
Home? Wow! Yeah, you got some courtesy. Damn, that's nice.
Yeah, but as soon as I was getting ready to take her home, she decided to, as they say on Seinfeld, try to pull it out. And
okay, Cody, this nigga watched Seinfeld too. Okay.
I like Seinfeld. Seinfeld's a good show.
All right, you can think, nigga. God damn.
Yeah, that's another segment, but go ahead.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so she pulled it out, and she started sucking away right there.
Whoa. Whoa, god damn.
That ain't weird. Hold on, that's normal.
That's normal? Okay.
Cody, did you hear the build up tester? I was just like, she took home, she whipped it on sucking it. I was hoping for like some story like
I meant to say in the car though. It was in the car.
Okay.
So the next went straight to it. I took her home and I took a Seinfeld reference out, whipped it. And she started sucking my dick. Damn. And I went home after I made me a sandwich at her house. Damn, if only your friend was on here right now so she can just hear how niggerish you just sounded right there.
Oh, really? Was that niggerish?
Nigga, that was a nigger story right there, okay?
We gotta edit that out. Hey, we edit that out.
Nah, leave that in. I like how you try to. I like how he tried to whiten it up, Cody, but I used a Seinfeld reference on it. What are you doing? What is it like when you pull your... Why do they say when you pull your pants out, it's whipping it out? You're not whipping it out. Yeah. With them corny-ass fucking jokes.
Oh, God.
So that was supposed to be weird, CJ? Is that what we're supposed to get from that, or...?
It was in the car. I didn't say... I forgot to say it was in the car.
Okay? There ain't nothing weird about that, man. It's just...
Nothing weird about that, unless that was a dude. That's the only thing I can do weird about.
Yeah, if she was like a trainee, so she, yeah, I would understand. Hey, okay, oh, yeah, that'd be all another story. But, no, I mean...
Nothing with Wayne, and this is my brother. So, yeah, I used the Seinfeld reference on Wayne, but I said... he liked it and said, you know, whip it out, you know? So I was like, and he said, by the castle of Grayskull, I'm going to suck this painting.
Oh, God. All right, weird for you, then. What's your definition of weird?
Shit, we was hoping, like, when you tell the story, like, oh, shit, he started, you was the first to go. We was just like, oh, shit, he's got, like, some stuff. But what you just told us, that sounded like an awesome night, my brother. That's what
I was going to say. That sounds fucking awesome.
That sounds like a no-complaint night. I mean, what did you do before that?
Nothing much, man. It's a regular date.
Damn, so you didn't even tell me you didn't do shit. You got your fucking dick sucking there. Dang it. What color was this girl? It makes all the difference in the world. What color was she?
Is she black?
Get the fuck out of here. Okay, hold on. Cody, let me backtrack real quick. This nigga didn't spend no money on her.
Nope.
He took her home in a gentleman fashion, because I don't know not one nigga that'll take a girl home without getting some return. They must have pre-planned this dick-sucking thing already. Took her home. Cracked a Seinfeld reference on her, knowing damn well her black ass don't know what the fuck Seinfeld is. And he didn't whip it out. She whipped it out, and she sucked it. And she was black. Was she blind, nigga?
No, he won. No, he was not. She gave it a good tack.
Damn. CJ, I would like to shake your hand right about now. You get some virtual handshake, my friend. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
How long ago was this, my brother?
This was some years ago. It was college. That's when all the freaky stuff happened when you're in college.
Were you 12? What do you mean, how long ago?
I said it was
damn,
in college.
Cody, has that ever happened to you?
Not in that order, no.
She tried to pull it out of the car.
Not that easy, right?
Like, you know, Cody said, bitch, you better wait to the hallway.
The thing is, Cody, I remember, Cody, I said this one time on an episode of Jungle Love. I think it was episode 2, and all these niggas disagreed with me. But that just comes from a cultural / city reference thing. In Ohio, I bet they willing to do that all goddamn day. L.A., you're going to have to spend some money and do some work.
Yeah.
Would you agree with me on that, Cody?
Oh, absolutely.
Then you gotta get them trained better down there.
I don't think that would fly by.
No, fuck no.
They trying to train us. That's a difference. Girl, of course he'll fuck up, but I can change him. I can change him. You the only nigga walking around in Ohio, so I'm sure it's not that hard for you, so.
Well, there we go. So what about you guys?
Shit, I wish I could chime in with some quote-unquote weird stories, but I don't have shit, man.
Okay.
Oh, man, you got a couple of weird ones. What are you talking about? Shit, I was with you or something.
Weird?
Also, Cody holding out on us?
What was that?
Diego, your birthday.
How was that weird? And that wasn't a date.
Oh, you know what? Because he don't remember. Because you was fucked up them nights. And it's not even a joke, too, because people, he's woke up the next morning by saying, I did that? I don't remember that shit.
Please, enlighten me, please.
Cody, let me put it out here, people. See, people like to think we fucking around on this show, which half the time, nine times, a good 95% chance we are half the time, but whenever it's about Cody, 100% truth.
Jesus.
100%. Cody Let me take it old school. Cody is the main Mac Daddy of all men.
And there you go.
Shut up, Cody. Anyway, San Diego, my nigga is a pimp. Hey, I'd like to shake your hand right now, too, my virtual man. Nigga is a pimp. Not only is it his birthday, I think, what was this, last year?
Yeah.
I think, it was last year. It was 2013, that's right, because 2012 we was on with the artist formerly known as Spill. 2013, though, my man, October. I don't remember the date, so you got to remind me on your day, birthday. Go to a rooftop bar. Now, usually I do the talking. I run my mouth a lot. I do a lot of talking, which I kind of did in this way or whatever. But my man Cody sets his sight on, look, it's my birthday. I'm getting fucked up, and I'm getting into something tonight. And by getting into something, he mean a woman. Now, he didn't set his sights on this one black chick right here. Wasn't working out. You know what? Now, take that back. It wasn't that it wasn't working out. It's just that he lost her and just said, fuck that. Someone else is going to get replaced. This Negro, drunk as hell. Well, he ain't drunk as hell, but he's pretty damn near wasted as fuck. And, you know, it's outside, so for me, by the time this happened, I'm already, like, getting sobered up or whatever. He comes to me, asks me, where did those girls go? I say, I think they went downstairs, Cody. And that nigga did a 360 turnaround and got on that elevator. I was like, damn. This you don't remember this shit, Cody.
Like, no.
That's why I'm breaking, because I never broke down a story in full respect for you.
You waiting for tonight.
I only told him the ending story, but I'm breaking down the full story because I remember these nights. See, a lot of people think like P1's just an alcohol, he is drunk, whatever. But what people don't realize,
which is true,
very true, by the way. But what people don't realize is I piss and drink a lot of water and I eat most of the time, so my alcohol wears off middle of the night while Cody is probably doing shots because of my black ass giving them to him.
yeah.
Which, by the way, that was when you got fucked up. That was when we had them tequila shots. Them guys bought us and shit.
Yep, I remember that at least.
From that part, that was when
some guys.
Yeah, they were just like buying everybody, whatever. Like, I guess the girls we were with, they were just started talking to them and just like, and then they were just like, "This is the tequila of all tequilas, whatever. Drink this." And I gave it to Cody, and me and him looked at each other, was like, "Oh fuck." I think Cody, I don't remember if you threw up or not. I think you said you didn't, but you said you felt like it or whatever.
Yeah, I think I probably felt like it, but I didn't.
I had to go in the bathroom, too, and I just looked in the mirror and was just like, oh, I think he roofied. Because we both ran to the bathroom. We were just like, oh.
You want to be wet?
San Diego, you know, it's close to Tijuana, so, you know, it's famous for tequila. You know, see, tequila, you're going to get cheap, expensive, and they all going to be knocking you the fuck out. But anyway, so when Cody does that 360 turn for the elevator, we get off of it. He don't see that black girl. This motherfucker didn't move to, I'm guessing she was either Filipino or Hispanic or whatever. That motherfucker didn't move to a whole nother chick. And he didn't went off so far above that. He didn't got all about this black chick even when she came back in here, because he was just hugged up on this chick so much that they just started walking. And for some dumbass reason, my alcohol started wearing off a little bit more, and I started realizing, I started talking to all the other girls. I was like, wait a minute, why are we following them two? They the drunkest motherfuckers here. So I rushed up on Cody and I said, hey, so you just randomly left this one chick to get here? He just looked at me with his shrugged his shoulders and said, he didn't say it, but he just pretty much gave me a look like, it happened, shit.
Wow, man.
You're not an acknowledging son of a bitch, you, Cody.
Anyway, but here's the thing, though. It's a good thing he did that, her, because number one, she didn't even notice. Number two, she started throwing up at the end of the night. So I'm just throwing that out there, Cody. He wouldn't have want that up in his mouth. I'm just saying. So you know what? Let me shake your hand again, because obviously you can predict the future, my nigga. So everybody's getting ready to leave. By the end of the night, Cody's damn near fucking this girl on the street.
In the street. I'm taking the move.
I wouldn't say that. I wasn't fucking in the street.
Now, granted, my dick was the one that was out on the street and shit, but still.
Take that my toot on the street.
My damn pants was over there. I was in a pussy. But every now and then, I would glance over and look at Cody, because I was just wondering if they would stop just to stare at us and be like, damn, what the fuck are them two doing over there? Or actually, I was looking at him and be like, help, nigga! This bitch raping me! But yeah, he was damn near, up in there. I was like, you know, being older than Cody, I was like a proud father, you know?
2 years my senior.
Hey, I turned 26 in June, so so we got a couple of months as well. So 2 years and a couple of months, nigga. Old enough to be your daddy, nigga.
Wow, Cody, you dirty freak, you. I always knew. I
like I said, it is all new to me, man. It's just, wow.
Now, I bet a lot of people are saying now, where was you at, P1, when this was going on?
Exactly.
Yeah, where were you at?
I was getting raped in this bush right by the girl he was making out with, her friend, shit. And then I remember telling her, let's go to your friend's car. And she was like, what about your friend? I remember saying, fuck him.
You son of a bitch.
I said, he knows where the car is. I'll meet him back over there. Don't worry about this. And then the end of that night, that parking structure we were in, we thought we got locked in this gate. We was all kinds of fucked up. I ain't gonna lie, man. My dick was sore. Cody was fucking wasted. You know, shit. That was a hell of a night, I must say, though. I don't know what that got to do with dating. That's more like fucking, but, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man. This is a weird dating question. No.
Yeah, they've gone weird raping in the bushes slash normal blowjob slash.
Hey. But that's how the Darkness Brothers date, okay? Okay, I got a date for you now. After my long-term relationship, Cody knows the story of that one. I got back into the field. You know, I got back into the field quick. I was on dates like almost every goddamn month. I probably have the record of leaving a bitch at a restaurant or dumping a bitch at the same day more than anybody. I should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I didn't dump bitches for blowing their noses at tables. I didn't left the chick at a restaurant because she told me the Harlem she thought the Harlem Renaissance was a basketball team. And I was like, all right, well, this.
Oh, shit.
Because we went to this restaurant, people. This black chick, mind you, too, from New York as well. That's what insulted me a little bit more as well. Went to this restaurant. They had a little photo up in the background, which I was one of my actually great cousins or whatever that I found out. You can go in, if you live in LA, you can go in the African Arts Museum, whatever. You can find the photo saying whatever and shit. And I was like, Miss, is that photo from the Harlem Renaissance? Oh, that's in the waitress. And she said, yeah, it is from the Harlem Renaissance. How do you know? We have like a theme here. We kind of like, you know, the mostly like the black entrepreneurs back then and shit like that. That day looked over at me and said, was the Harlem Renaissance your high school basketball team or something? And I was like, what? I had to look on my face as if, oh, that's cute. You got jokes. I see you got jokes. I was like, no, that's not it. You know what that is, right? You know the whole movement, Langston Hughes, and ring a bell to you or anything like that or whatever. No, that doesn't ring a bell to me at all. Okay. I said, well, are you black, right? She's like, yeah, I'm black. I was like, oh, didn't you say it was from New York? She was like, yeah. Born in Bronx. Yeah, I was like, not that far from Harlem either. Oh. Okay, she's still fucking with me. I'm thinking she's fucking with me. Until I threw out a question at her, and she said even more stupid things or whatever. She was just like, oh, yeah, I saw them on TV the other day when they had shows going on at the Staples Center. I was just like, girl, you thinking of the Harlem Globetrotters? I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. Right out the walked right out the fucking door. Not only to get a text message 30 minutes later, are you okay in there?
Hello?
Yeah, that was... fuck that bitch, man. She's stupid. Now, I told a lot of people that. I showed the picture. She was fine as fuck. A lot of people said you were stupid for walking out because you probably would have gave some. But anyway, my morals just could not do because I couldn't fathom the stupidity of the Harlem Renaissance is being something you learn in fucking middle school. That is fucking basic history. Okay.
That's awesome.
People's people was like, you just give that girl a chance or whatever. She maybe she didn't know nobody. I was like, the bitch lived in New York. She just moved out. Then my homegirl's like, oh, damn, she is stupid then.
And then just hear her hearing the theme song, just like the Game of Thrones theme song in her head.
Now, the weirdest date I've ever been on, because that was just my stupid date. That was one of the stupid dates. The weirdest dates I've ever been on, met up with this chick. She was kind of a sadistic smartass like me. I kind of liked that at first. I ain't gonna lie. So we met up. Three of those California people right across the street from the mall. Gonna go get some Lucille's barbecue. And the reason why I give this location is because there is a porn store right across from there. So instead of getting Lucille's barbecue, what do you think we did?
Went to the porn.
My point exactly. And then I remember looking at her and I was like, it's going to be the best date ever. I said, really? On the first date? She's like, yeah, let's go in there. See what you got over there. And I was like, hey. Only to come find out or whatever. She's not into being with a man. She's into fucking a man. If you catch my drift. Comes out with a strap-on thing, talking about...
Oh, boy. I stop it right there.
Run.
Now here's a gullible-ass people and just smiling his eyes all just like, that bitch in there trying on outfits and shit. Man. So, whatever. She buys all this shit. She tells me this shit, but in my head, I'm thinking, like, I'm glad you like fucking dudes. That's a good thing. Yeah. All right. Oh, cool. Shit. All right. What are we going to do now? I only need to get back to her place. To see her come out with only just this strap on. And she looks at me, and I just looked at her and just like, but where's your costume at, girl? Where's your costume at? She said, this isn't a costume. Now bend over, motherfucker. I said,
no.
I said, I'm not. And then she looked at me with the most evil face. She said, I said, bend over, motherfucker. I said, people are thinking, oh shit, do people want to get raped?
I know I'm on the edge of my seat right now. Got my butt cheeks are clenched right now.
Only with my butt clenched cheeks. But I wrapped that motherfucking that bed sheet around with that comforter, nigga. That pillow. I sat on the pillow and I just
help.
I sat on the Sammy would have been proud of me because I sat on that pillow in Indian style, you know. And she was just like, "What's wrong with you?" And I was just like, "Are you about to fuck me?" She was like, "I told you I like fucking guys." I was just like, "When you said that, I thought mentally you just like riding on top of him. You know what I'm saying? I thought you just like being dominant or whatever. Not that kind of dominant." You know what I'm saying? She was like, "I thought you was cool. You seem like you was cool. Go down with this or whatever." And I was just like, "You take that off. I am cool to go with this. But you kind of scare me right now. Lil P1 is kind of going down right now. He was at about a 10. He's pushing about a 4 now. You know what I'm saying?"
P1 doesn't want a little P1 trying to go up in his. So.
Exactly. So, as I'm getting my shit, I put my my briefs on, got my pants on. It took me a while to put my shirt on because, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of showing off. Because in my back of my head, I was trying to walk out there slow, like, you sure you want to let this? I mean, you know, you sure? All you got to do is take it off. I mean, already here, this bitch threw hot candle wax on my back and shoved me on the elevator.
What the fuck?
Were you still in the porn shop when this happened? Were y'all making a scene?
No, this is because the place she lived at was it was kind of like a complex. You know, when I was in the hallway, her door was right by the elevator and shit. As soon as I was getting my shit on or whatever, she literally, all you hear is a black man hollering 3 a.m. in the morning. Like a little bitch. God damn. You should have seen the look on security's face when I got downstairs or whatever. He was shaking my head and he told me, he was just like, you went up there with, I can put the bitch's name out, whatever, it doesn't matter. Jacqueline, right? And I was just like, how'd you know? This is the fourth time she did this week.
Whoa.
And then he said, damn, your candle wax burn is like right in the same mark too. She's good at that. I'm joking. So yes, D1 knows what candle wax feels like. It burns.
I'm glad you took some candle wax for us to tell us that.
Yeah, granted, this was at age 20. 25, P1 probably like that shit now. Yeah, go ahead, pour that shit on me. Come on. Come on, I'm afraid, bitch. Just scary ass. Come on. But, yeah, that's so. Cody, the mic is all yours, man.
Actually, you already told my story, man. Like I said, I don't know weird day stories.
Yeah, we didn't have a crazy putting candle wax in our ass like you, you know.
Oh, well, I was a nasty motherfucker, so that's...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, I could literally name the places. My girlfriend literally would not get in the backseat of my car. From the story, she knows she won't touch the trunk. She won't touch the backseat. She won't even touch the motorcycle. They don't even go near that shit. The train stopped. I won't even touch that. That was back when I was 18. It was late night. That was different. San Diego, she probably will never come there because I left my mark everywhere in that city now. once again, people, this ain't dating. This is just people now. If you want to find a nice girl, go to Craigslist, I guess. I don't know. Whatever the team's doing out there.
What? Why are you going to send people to Craigslist? How's that going to help anybody?
Because we're trying to get some more jerk-off stories. That's why.
Oh. We don't need to go to Comic-Con.
I thought you were going to say, all you got to go do is go to the stand and find Cody.
What?
Cody ain't that desperate.
What the fuck? It doesn't even correlate.
I'm telling you, people, set it up. What was that called?
No, so how does that even correlate?
It correlates. Don't worry, nigga. It correlates. I'm telling you this right now, people, set it up. Cody will knock that pussy out of the park.
Jesus Christ, man.
Just setting it up right now. Just throw it up. Just set it up.
Womanizing bastard on the planet, man. Don't even fucking do that.
Cody is the man.
Don't even fucking do that.
The best thing about Cody, too, is when he does it, he's the nicest motherfucker ever, too. That's all. That's like, he's so charming that it just comes off like, that's just part of him, you know? It just Cody flows naturally. The nigga really is Michael Ealy when he's talking to women.
He's Michael Ealy, and he doesn't care. I don't care.
What? God damn it, y'all.
He don't care about nobody.
No favors right now.
You realize that. We go to your Facebook page, you don't care about the document, you don't care about nothing.
Well, I got a fucking show. That's a damn show. Damn, man.
Cody loves the show. What you talking about? It's one of his favorite things to do.
I never see him post up his favorite photos.
His favorite photos?
I don't take photos, man. That's why.
You do.
Those photos, you know, the when you flying around. Remember that one? Or?
It's this dude. Boy,
how about your Valentine's Day? You post your Valentine's Day photo. What's up with that, man?
Hilarious.
You didn't post your movie poster photo?
Anyway, one of those questions
Cody,
now.
Are you ashamed? Cody, are you ashamed of your lover?
Don't we have a topic we're hitting on right now? Like some real shit, not this fantasy you built up in your head.
Are you? It's a yes or no question. Are you ashamed of him?
I can't answer a question in this bullshit, man. It's just impossible.
It's not like you're avoiding the question.
CJ,
anyway,
is he ashamed of him?
I think you're avoiding the question.
CJ, answer the question for him, man. Is he ashamed?
I don't think he is.
Look at this now. Me? What the fuck?
No, you didn't, he's not ashamed. Cody had nothing to be ashamed of.
Now, ladies, I'm going to go ahead and break this down to the second pimp on this show. Mr. Chicago John.
Oh, excuse me?
Yeah, nigga, don't think you was off the hook, too. Cody ain't the only one I've been talking about. Come on now. All right, yeah, one for all for one. I saw you on the bus with all them white women, nigga. Trying to play it off. Yeah, we was going to a party. You the only dude and nigga on this bus, huh? What kind of party is this now? It's a Mandango party. That's what it was.
It is Mandango.
Fandango for Mandango. Yes, right, baby.
I don't think Fandango ever sponsored that.
Ladies, I want you to know this right now. If you ever looking for a lawbreaker, and I ain't talking about Matthew McConaughey lawbreaker. I'm talking about the darkness Chicago John lawbreaker. Chicago John does free shows. That's right, free. Anything to pull out his little CJ on him. Because they naturally come off once you just give him two drinks.
All the pants do come off with two drinks. I'm telling you, people, I don't know why. I can't help it. When the drinks start coming, the pants start coming off.
Because you the lady killer. That's why. Okay, you the lady killer. You trying to give it to them, or either you can sing fuck you to them. That's why. And we're going to see some of this come July 27th, I believe. This will all be recorded, people, by the way, when CJ gets out here. So don't worry. You will get proof of this. So, Cody, too.
You record shit on me. Fuck that.
I set this nigga up with some fine-ass girls, too. I said you ain't seen it. Got it all worked out just perfectly, too. You two niggas going to be like, all right, I don't want to come there and this nigga. Would I lie to you, Cody? Come on now.
You're recording shit, all right.
All right, so I guess so. We do got questions or the love topics.
Damn straight we do. Now we get it off the embarrassing stories of Cody, CJ, and P1.
Yes, please.
Well, mine ain't embarrassing. I'm proud of most of my shit, but, you know. Once you embrace it, you just realize the darkness just comes with it. But I think CJ accepts it, too. That's why his pants keeps falling off. Yeah, when you're drunk, CJ, wink, wink. Yeah. First question comes from Amethyst Chaos. She says, okay, I'm not going to lie to you, my darkness brothers. This will make y'all... She didn't write nothing after that. Okay, y'all, I don't know what y'all mean. Nigga, you need to speak English on here. She says, y'all, I'm cursed to have a crush on Liam Hemsworth, of all people. Got any ideas on how to break it? I think you mean Chris Hemsworth, girl. What's wrong with you? Not Liam. What?
Well, if she is telling the truth, then I would say the perfect way to break that shit is, move up to the older brother. He's more talented. There you go.
Just watch Thor. How about that? Go watch, what was that movie? Go watch Paranoia and then go watch Thor. And then you come back to me and tell me which one you like still after that. One's got long, luscious blonde hair. I mean, what the fuck? One's muscular. It's got a hammer. Got them baby blue eyes. Wow.
Do you need a moment, P1?
Found my man crush right now. I'm all right, man. Give me a tissue.
I know you need a towel.
I think I need more than that, y'all. The fuck is wrong with you, MSK? Okay, I got a tip for you. This is my tip for everybody now that has these problems. Jerk off to him for 3 days. And then see where it gets you. Go ahead. Rub your little thing down there or whatever and get to work or whatever. You will realize, the thing is, he's so boring of an actor. You'll realize doing that to him, you'll get so bored quickly. You'll just be like, you know, this ain't even worth it anymore. There you go. That's how you break that. Next one comes from Andrew. He got a long one, too. He says, so I dated this crazy bitch one time. That I'm somewhat technically still with. The fuck does that even mean? She told me one time I had a little... Okay, he kind of crossed it out with some stars, but I'm assuming that says dick. So she told me one time I had a little dick and couldn't satisfy any woman. So like any good man, I got mad and slept with her little cousin, who was legal. She puts in quotes.
Why put little? When you say little, I mean, I guess younger, but... Yeah, just don't put little. Just say it's younger.
Or just say cousin. Just say cousin.
Damn, I like how you said like
those adjectives.
But I like how you said like any good man though. Like that's natural for what men do. Yeah, Cody's girlfriend said you got a little dick. So his first thing is, I'm gonna fuck your cousin now.
Your little cousin.
Yeah. That. But yeah, oh, he goes on. He says, here's the kicker though. As I filled with anger, I planned it out perfectly. My brother, if you're writing it, I don't think it's planned out perfectly no more. Anyway, he says, I invited her to our apartment, the little cousin he's talking about, at the time, about an hour before my bitch of a girlfriend got off work. Okay. I don't like where this is going. And right when she walked into the place, she saw me and her cousin up against the wall like nobody's business. God damn.
And then he looked over and he said, it wasn't me. And then she got me in the shower. It wasn't me.
Okay, he uses this line once again. Like any normal girl, she started hitting on, and by hitting, he mean punching, hitting on both of us, and eventually kicked me out. But she came back like I knew she would. And we now have a love-hate relationship. Have you guys ever been in a position like that? And if so, how would you have handled the situation?
Hell no, I haven't been in a situation like that.
I'm not a degenerate. I gotta just sleep around with somebody's cousin, little cousin.
Yeah.
Damn, he just made my stories look normal.
He made everybody look normal. He made it look like good men.
That motherfucker said. I know he made us all three of us look like good men. This motherfucker didn't call her a bitch, fucked her cousin. Like, the motherfucker knew she was getting off work at the time and was like, yeah, come over at this time, yeah. Had her up against a wall. Right when she opened up the door, that's the first thing she sees, her little cousin and this grown-ass man.
Right. He caught a butt naked hanging on the bathroom floor. I can't get that damn song out of my head now.
I to you both. I'm glad you worked it out. Wasn't me. That's going to be the theme song of today's show.
Wasn't me.
I got to tell you this, Andrew. You've been a fan of the site since day one. I ain't never heard no shit like this before. I ain't never been no shit like that because I wouldn't even dream of getting revenge on a girlfriend like that.
But even revenge, the way he said it, it sounded like he just did it on a whim and then he was mad.
Hey,
that she caught him.
Hey, she threw out. She, you know what? Yeah, I will say this, and it's not to say that I'm saying what he did was right, but I will say this, women. Y'all, when y'all start arguments with men, y'all be hitting low blows like a motherfucker. Like, you don't know how much that hurts the man's psyche or whatever when you say some of the shit y'all do. I ain't heard. She done told him he had a little dick and couldn't satisfy any woman. So in the back of my head, I see where his anger kind of gets like, what, bitch, what'd you just say? I'm just trying to watch the game. Hold on.
I'm gonna fuck your cousin.
Yeah, I'll show you shit. Your cousin. I wonder if he throws that in her face now every time. Whatever. Your cousin wasn't complaining when I had a. Them arms was frailing like she was goddamn fucking olive oil or whatever. But I told you crazy questions, man. Next, goddamn, oh wow. I don't know if I'm ready for the next question, but Steve, he says, what was one of the worst dates or relationships you guys ever had? Mine was in my senior year at prom, and my girlfriend didn't want to do anything afterwards. Okay, that don't sound like... Are y'all some horny motherfuckers on here?
Mine was when I was in church with my girlfriend, and she wouldn't give me a hand job, and she was on her knees.
She wouldn't give you a hand job in the confessional booth?
Yeah.
I don't blame you, nigga. Them confessional booths are big. Shit, they got a lot of room in there, so, you know, I'd be upset if I didn't sit in there either.
You're going to get upset. Like, they were at the funeral, and she wouldn't give him none by the casket.
God damn. Okay. How about you, Cody?
The worst relationship I ever had was about, when I was 19, I think. Well, yes, a girl. Sir. Yeah, yes. Anyway, the girl I was with at the time, she smoked a lot of ganja, man. And I mean, it was like 24/7.
I know what that's like. That's
at first it
doesn't bother you, but like after a while, you'd be like,
yeah.
You'd be like, damn, girl, you do that shit before and after work too?
Exactly, man. She was just like permanently high, man. It was like, I want a mentally challenged person all the time.
What? Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, shit, when they high, they ain't got no emotions and feelings. So, yeah, I completely, I've been in that relationship. I didn't been in it at all.
Yeah, I'm just saying, until this day, man, I just don't know why I even put myself through that, dude. I really didn't get it, man, so.
You still talk to her?
Yeah. No, hell no.
Like as a friend, though? Like.
No, you saw her down the street. Her name was Felicia. She asked to borrow a microwave.
She asked, could he borrow Cody's car? He said, what kind of shit is that? Most people like to borrow my podcast microphone. You don't borrow my car? Hell no. He's fucking about here, Felicia. CJ, how about yours? Oh, my biggest problem was she was white.
That would never be a problem.
Oh, I'm sorry. She was too dark.
That would never be a problem either.
She had too much self-respect.
Yeah, that would be a problem right there.
Hey, Cody, here's a problem. She didn't like Sucker Punch with me.
Exactly.
Oh, no,
I mean, I'll be an ass Sucker Punch.
CJ's problem is, man, we went to this party. I told her I'd get drunk. My pants fell off, and I told her to do something about it. She walked away from me. Fucking bitch. She didn't stand by her man.
At least hold my pants up with me. If you're not going to pull them down, at least hold them up. That's all I ask.
Mine was, I was with this chick. Now, granted, it probably was a sign. I probably shouldn't have talked to her because, well, you know, I had a bet going on, so I ain't going to lie. Pardon me, that was ego where I got over her. In high school, last senior year, she was probably the hottest chick at the school, like one of the top five at least or whatever, because it was a bunch of ugly bitches at that school. And every now and then we flirted, so we dated for like a week. I don't even know how it ended, to be honest. I forgot about it. That Monday when that school started or whatever, she wore this shirt because she had some big ass titties. She wore this shirt where Cleveland was just hanging out, and all my buddies was going like, oh, people, and I thought that was you. What happened, man? What happened? And I looked at them and was like, bet I fuck that. I don't know when, don't know where. Better fuck it though. It could be 3 years from now, 3 months from now. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna get that. So about a year later, once school was out, whatever, we started talking again, kind of hooked up. And this one went on longer than a week because I had a lot more patience now that I was 19 instead of 18. and I swear to God, anything I did. It was a lie to her. Anything. I could tell her I'm brushing my teeth. She's like, mm-hmm. What bitch house you at? I had a schedule.
I'm on the phone with you. Yeah, exactly. Now, who that hoe you talking to?
I had a schedule where I was, this is when I was in college. I was going to school from 7 to 1, 1:30 to like 11 at night or whatever and shit. So by the time I got off work or whatever and shit, you know, a brother liked to eat and take a shower or whatever. I remember I was like, she was like, oh, why don't you come over? And I was like, yeah, all right, I'll go home and take a shower first. Cause, you know, no man want to go to his girl's house smelling like fucking like they've been out all day working and shit like that, whatever.
Yes. That's one advice, too. If you got to go out, you know you want to clean your balls, clean everything.
Exactly. Just, especially since if you've been outside from 7 a.m. all the way to 11 at night, come on now. Yeah, you need to go home. So I was going to go home and do all that. And the first thing in my mouth, whatever bitch house you at right now, you need to just tell that bitch go fuck herself. And then she hung up the phone. I was just like, where the fuck did that just come from? Alright, so the story about to get a little nasty now.
Here we go.
No shock for you. Well, well, this is how the argument really broke out. Why? This is where the argument broke out where I had to put her ass out the car. But
She blinked her eye 3 times. You know I don't. I need girls that don't blink. All right.
No, I wasn't. It was air pussy out. That's all I went in. But anyway. So okay, real shit though. I actually went down in this chick. First chick I've ever done. The only reason I did it is because that's when I got. That's when P1 was nasty as fuck. That 19, man, I swear to fucking God. I was like, I was doing shit that probably no man should probably be fucking doing, to be honest, besides getting hot wax thrown on him. But anyway, and apparently she had an orgasm. Now, we go out to eat or whatever. It's like midnight. I'm taking her to fucking drive-thru or whatever because she wants something to eat or whatever shit. the first thing come out of her mouth is, how many people you've done that to? And I was just like, that was my first time, actually. Said it with confidence and everything. That was my first time doing it. She was like, literally looked at me and said, I can't stand no motherfucking black ass men that's always lying and shit. And I was like, damn, girl. She was like, there's no way in hell that was your first time. I was like, you know, I watch a lot of porn. I've been watching since I was 13, you know. Lexington Steel taught me a lot, you know. You know, I was just like, you know, it ain't common that, you know, the first time that was luck or you was just that horny, you know. I mean, you know. Now, she started swinging on me and shit like that. And this is at the drive-thru. The lady in the red was just looking at me just like, she's standing. I was just like, can you stop hitting so, and y'all going to think I'm fucked up. But as I was driving, I spinned around real quick. I opened the door. I said, get the fuck out. And I kind of kicked her. Whatever. All
right, Chris Brown.
Now, I ain't hit her. I just pushed her. I shoved her.
You pushed her with your foot.
I say kick or push. Obviously, you can't get your foot up, you know. And that was probably the craziest one I've had. Because, yeah, that... I'm telling you, you couldn't do anything when I go. She could be in the next room and you go to the bathroom and she'd be like, who in there? Why is she hiding out? She was literally one of them bitches that'd be like, I gotta smell your dick every day.
Goddamn.
Which my grinning ass, I kinda like that, I ain't gonna lie. I was just like, okay. 25 PO1 though has morals.
Oh, really?
Shut the fuck up. No fucking morals.
This time,
he would ask her first.
He would call her when he gave her herpes. He'll let her know.
Super herpes. Oh, but
hello, you have that P1 down there. I just wanted to let you know.
Funny thing is, because I'm gonna. She was one of those that tried to trick me. Was just like, got to take the rubber off because it irritates me.
Oh, she was trying to trap you up.
And I looked at her and was just like, all right, you got to go. You got to go. Okay, you got to go, whatever. And she was like, come on, don't worry about it. Just do it or whatever. Ain't nothing going to happen. I was just like, yeah, I'm trying to get out of Compton. So yeah, this ain't going to work out. But anyway, that bitch gone now. I was actually going to hook her up with Cody at the party, but.
Wow.
I hear she's matured very much, Cody, so you might like her now.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
She's about your color, so.
And
let me watch out, Cody, when he gets drunk.
Exactly.
Oh hell no! I would never invite that bitch to. No, the real shit. I would never invite her to. Okay, hell no. She's one of those that if she was to see me with the chick I have now, or whatever, she would do anything to drag me to a bathroom, try to fuck me or something like that. So no, hell no, not working out that way. And then probably ask for $10 after she's done. If she's listening, fuck you. But anyway, Cynthia, she replies to that. She says, speaking of prom, what do you guys think of Hector from Spill and his proposal? You guys think he has a chance? Have you guys ever done anything like that for a date? P.S. Definitely think this is one of your best episodes today. Guys, keep up the great work. I actually got a lot of comments on that that last week episode. A lot of people love that episode.
Oh, really?
Nice. Even Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne, he messaged me, too, talking about how much he liked it.
He really liked it. But, Hector, after watching your video, no, you ain't got a chance in hell, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Hector, it, you kind of fucked up, man.
You didn't even try.
Yeah, you should trash that video. Make sure nobody. The thing is, that video got like over 2,000 hits. You need to trash that video somewhere, nigga. You need to get rid of it because Oh, go ahead, Cody.
No, I was gonna say I was gonna thank Hector for providing that entertainment for us.
Yeah, because I text Cody right after, and I said, "Was that nigga dancing after that?" That nigga, people, that motherfucker has some Negro spirituals going on. When them arms got the frilling, I was just like, "Oh my god, is he having a seizure right now?"
I know. I felt bad. He was in the grammar room recording.
I think he said he was in the grammar.
He was. That's a grammar room. You know that no boy lived in that room.
Oh man!
Y'all needed what? That was his grammar.
Yeah, you could tell because you saw the plastic on that chair in the background. You saw a little candy dish on the nightstand. You saw the 250 sitting there, too. Yeah, I'm sorry, at you, man. I ain't even trying to make fun of you, man. I admire your bravery. I'm not putting that in quotes.
Yeah, his enthusiasm is admirable, man. I gotta give it to the kid, man. He's trying.
First problem is you need to turn.
No, he wasn't trying.
Yeah, I got on with CJ, nigga. You didn't try it all. You should turn that music off. I nigga, what the fuck?
No, what year is this? You're playing Eminem. What did he call it?
Lose Yourself.
What year?
Oh, I think you played Without Me.
Okay, yeah, it was Without Me. I can't remember. Yeah, whatever. They all sound the same. White niggas.
Like 2002, 2003 when it came out.
What's the point of playing that?
That had nothing to do with your proposal, man.
No. That's just all I hear is Eminem. Like, hey. Oh, I don't know. Whatever Eminem does.
It would have made more sense had he played the soundtrack from fucking 500 Days of Summer or something like that. I was like, I get that. Or if he'd have played the main theme song from Titanic or some shit like that. But this nigga plays the most out there rap song of all time that has not a goddamn thing to do with dating.
Nothing. Not a fucking thing.
And that's what is Victoria Justice? Is she a singer or is she like a...
I don't know. She's some teen bopper that's on the Disney Channel, acting/singing. She's a triple Disney threat. Not to be confused
you
with the real...
You should have played one of her songs. You should have played one of her goddamn songs if you was really trying to put effort into this. Talking about you her biggest fan. If you ain't playing her shit in the background, then how you going to be her biggest fan? You should have been wearing a fucking... I remember I was listening to Corey Martin, and Martin said he had this suit on and everything. And I was just like, where's the suit at? That nigga had a hoodie on and shit. I was like, damn, nigga. I was like, nigga, you ain't got no chance in hell or whatever. And I'm sorry to bring this up, Hector, but without that wheelchair, you was looking kind of creepy, man.
I wish you would have showed more the wheelchair so she can feel bad. You didn't show the wheelchair at all, really.
You gotta show the wheelchair, and I'm not even saying that like as a pity thing. They look at those kind of things, or whatever. Like when she probably saw that, if she did see that video, she'd just be like, "Oh, another fucking teenager is like trying to hit on me, or like he has a chance for me." As she saw that wheelchair, she'd be like, "Oh, I can't say no to that, you know, whatever."
Right. Corey Martin had a brilliant plan where he just like reached towards the camera and just fall out, and it looks back up at it, say, "Please." Please take me.
Corey, hey, Hector. Yeah, you know, you asking the wrong brother. You asking Corey. All right, hey, you'd be asking P1. I get you a prostitute. That's where when you walk into the prom with a prosty, they gonna be like, "Damn, Hector got some balls on him." Now, granted, she gonna ask for her money after you done. Cause I ain't paying that bitch. But anyway. You know what? Take a lesson from CJ. Just have your pants down all the time.
Halfway done. And then you're in a wheelchair, so she doesn't know if you're trying to shit on yourself or trying to get her to blow you.
Oh, wow.
See, with CJ, people think it's funny or it's creepy because he's a grown-ass man. But with you, it's like, oh, ain't that cute now, you know? Ain't that? Take if you do that, you'll be taking lessons from Cody. You'll be fucking in hallways sooner or later. You know what I'm saying? You will be a fucking man after. Cody, you accept that, man. That's your destiny. I don't know how that's destiny, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say shit either. But
have we ever done anything like that? I'm gonna speak for all three of us. I hope the fuck no.
No, and never will.
Yeah, I don't plan on doing nothing like that. CJ, like, I do it all the time.
Damn, lose that thought I heard snoring.
His connection's fucking up again.
No.
There you go.
I don't know why my connection come there.
All right, Barbara. She says, I got a blind date story for y'all.
Oh, boy.
All right, we about to be getting deep because I kind of glanced over this while y'all was talking. I forgot her name already. Lindsay, yeah, Lena 2.0.
Now don't you dare! Don't put that on her. You know, Lena.
I was like, Damn. I'm having flashbacks right now. This is similar. I better look this chick up. Hold on. but yeah. But we about to be getting deep in some stories here. It's about to be getting sick. I just looked at words and saw it. I'm just like, oh, Lord. But Barbara says, oh, do I got a blind date story for you guys. So at the time, I didn't have a boyfriend for over 2 years. And my friends wanted me to get back out there. Skanks. They'll do that to you. They should have hooked you up with us. Could have took turns. They hooked me up with this guy that they met at this club. Oh, first mistake there. There you go. So we go out. And he was really charming and sweet, she puts in quotes, at first. After a month, I started inviting him over my place. A second mistake.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this right now. Dating people, never, ever invite people over to your place. I've never invited a girl over to my place. Never. You just don't do that. You don't know that bitch crazy or what. Might try to hit you for child custody or whatever and shit. And you might even be the daddy. I watch Maury. So after a month, I started inviting him over to my place so we could have some alone time in the bedroom, if you catch my drift. Ooh, Barbara's a freak. About a week later, he came up, I started noticing some of my underclothes were missing, mainly panties and bras. The fuck? One day, I invited him over for dinner, but he arrived early, and I was still in the shower. But by the time I got out, I caught him in my dirty clothes hamper, licking and sniffing my panties and bras.
What? Wait, say that one more time. I'm sorry.
All right, you want to repeat those sins over?
Okay, I just
one day I invite him over dinner. I'm reading it for you, though. One day I invited him over for dinner, but he arrived early, and I was still in the shower. But by the time I got out, I caught him in my dirty clothes hamper, licking / sniffing panties and bras.
Wow.
Yo, not even the clean ones, the dirty ones. Have a little more morals here, bro.
At least a little more morals.
God damn.
Get the clean ones before you get the dirty ones. She goes on, though. I went off on him and told him that was sick. He quickly apologized and said it was a one-time thing.
I thought, no, it's not. He did that plenty of time. He would have do it again.
Hell yeah.
If your shit is missing, more than likely he didn't take it with him. So, once a licker, always a licker. Tell you that right now. I thought to give him another chance, but about 2 days later we were kissing, and when he took his shirt off, he was wearing my damn panties. What the fuck?
Whoa! Oh shit, man! Oh. Wow, this is okay. How many turns does this fucking story have, man? My God.
Hold on. She says, I got off him and said, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he replied, this is part of my second job when I go out at night.
Wait.
What
the fuck?
Oh, you might have to read the rest. I'm dying. Oh my God. So she said, okay, oh, I gotta read that part. This is part of my second job. Oh shit. She says, I threw up all over him I threw up all over him and quickly left. What would you guys do? What would you guys have done in a situation like this?
Steve, I'm wow.
If we were a woman, because if we were a guy and a girl was licking our drawers or sniffing them, I'd be like, oh shit, I hope those were clean.
Right, or like, I'm never gonna kiss her in the mouth again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, now there. If she's talking about, oh, I wear these out at night, I'm just like, that'd be a little weird. But from a woman's point, you need to do what my mother does. She carries a taser around. I'd have tased his ass. Let's talk about 100 volts stuck up in his ass, whatever. Damn, Barbara. Cody, what have you done?
I would reach for the nearest pot or pan and knock him beside his fucking head. That's what I would have done.
CJ, like, y'all violent. I wouldn't have done nothing. I would just kept going along with it. How about you, CJ?
Nah, I don't. As soon as that would have just got out of hand, that nature, I would have said, whoa. Just put my hands up, walked out slowly, sat in my car, and just ponder, how did I get to this predicament?
That nigga said this is part of my second job.
Yeah.
Man, hey, what was this chick's name? Yeah, Barbara, I got a question for you. Was this during 2008 when the economy hit? Maybe times was hard for that brother. I mean, I don't know. Damn. What do you guys think? Is that up there with Dredd last week or what?
Yeah, I'll put that right up there. Because, damn.
Wow, I'm still crying. Damn. Wow, I've never witnessed anything like that before. Wow, I'm...
I'm glad I didn't have to witness it, which is great.
Damn, you did not know...
All right.
I see why some women are scared to go out these days.
Yeah, because they're afraid that their panties going to be raided, and the guy going to wear them home.
Oh, fuck. She's dating a cross-dressing hooker.
That would be $5.
Dance. Anybody want to dance?
Dance.
Oh, wait. She writes more.
Wait.
P.S. I went to Australia a month ago and saw this same person up on a big black person that kind of looked like CeeLo Green. Oh.
Revelation.
Wayne, CJ, do you got something you need to tell us? I guess them pictures got left out, huh, Cody?
Do you want to post those up?
Oh, my God. I don't know how much more I can say. But Don, next question here, comment. So, my best friend was always the sociable, popular one, while I was the quiet, nerdy guy. Of course, because you're a friend on this side. So, my girlfriend is the girl I wanted since high school. Congratulations, man. That's probably an accomplishment for some nerdy guys right there.
Congratulations. You got somebody that got filled up all the way to her prime. So, here you go.
What do you mean all the way filled? She's still getting filled up by people. You know, I think I fucked her last week. Anyway, sorry, Don. She said she was single, nigga. she said, girl, I wanted since high school because I thought she was that perfect. No one is perfect. But in my junior year, when I asked her out, she said, why the hell would I ever date you? You're Ron Jeremy looking ass.
What?
Damn, hold on.
Yeah, these stories, man. Jesus. I'm going to give you a damn heart attack, I swear.
You know what? I admire everyone's honesty on here. They know that the Darkness Brothers, we don't hold nothing back. I admire all your honesties. And half of you motherfuckers are using your real names. I really admire you. Damn, so you look like Ron Jeremy? God damn. Oh, that came.
Oh, man.
Hey, you got a cool name, Don. I mean, you definitely be a porn star if you look like Ron Jeremy with a name now, Don. I mean, shit. He goes on and says, after 6 years of knowing her, I finally got her. Damn, so what made her change her mind? She must have found out you hung like Ron Jeremy. That's what it was. But I'm starting to think she only likes me because of my best friend, because whenever he is around, she is just nothing but more excited than usual. She's pretty mellow when around me. Could this be a possibility that she's dating me or getting closer to him? What should I do? No, it's a possibility that she's already fucking him.
Oof.
Y'all still there?
Oh, shit, you cut out for a little bit. What did you say?
Yeah, we still here. I mean...
Everybody still there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I said, because he said, could this be a possibility that she's dating me to get closer to him? What should I do? And I said, no, it's a possibility. She's already fucking your friend.
Right. I wonder if he confronted her about it. Like just asked her.
I'm going to take a guess and say no, because he wrote here.
Yeah. Well, and maybe...
And he's asking, what should he do?
Well, maybe you probably should do that, then.
Cody, the dating expert here.
it makes sense, right? I mean,
I don't know, nigga. Talk to her. That's what you should do. I can tell you this right now, bro. If she told you, why the hell would I ever date your Ron Jeremy looking ass 6 years ago prior to high school? And I can tell you this right now. You don't necessarily change in looks once from your senior year of high school. I mean, not too much. Facial
hair.
Wider. Yeah, the only thing that might change is you might get in more shape and you might get facial hair. Or you could get worse in shape.
Oh, shit, you already had facial hair. It's Ron Jeremy's look.
And if you went from Ron Jeremy to looking like Cody, that's a fucking masterpiece then. But I highly doubt that's happened in 6 years. So, I hate to break this to you, bro, but 9 times out of 10, she's probably fucking somebody else. And she's probably, like you said, you if you're getting the hunches around, then she's getting all excited and happy when he's around. And when she's around you, she's just, meh. Yeah, bro, she's probably fucking him.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
But, do what Cody said. Confront her about it.
Or give it to a good, better next time.
Yeah, talk to your best friend.
Pretty yourself up. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. That, matter of fact, you should, no, you know what? Don't go to him first.
No, not
fact,
going
don't
to
even
first.
Go, you know what? I don't even know if you should go to her first, because when you bring that shit up, they'll go off on you like...
Do a training montage.
What?
I have something you can do. Another thing you can do is you can stop looking like fucking Ron Jeremy and get your fat ass in shape. How about that? You don't have to worry about it then. All right, I'm going to tell you this right now, Don. This bitch better not look like Honey Boo Boo or nothing like that. You're talking about she's a perfect girl. Perfect girl for you?
Ooh, this girl's a runaway? She got no family? No past? She clean? I think I'll be taking this in the inventory.
I can tell you what you do. You go to highsecurity.com and get one of them fucking teddy bear cameras and shit. Set that shit up around somewhere. Set that shit up. Bam. If you're close to her girlfriends, ask her girlfriends. Or you know what? Take her out to dinner. Just ease it into a conversation. You can smooth your way into that somehow, whatever. Ask her if she's bored with you or anything like that. You're saying she's not really excited when she's around you or whatever. Ask her if you're doing anything wrong that you could probably fix or whatever. She'll probably throw it in your face in an argument, and then you'll get the full truth right there. So there you go.
There we go.
Y'all still there?
Sir.
Yeah, we here.
All right, and the last question we have here is from my man Dread 1.5.
Oh, here we go.
He returns.
He says, "Don't be silly, Chicago John. Of course I don't jerk off in front of her. I usually go to the bathroom and wait till I get home."
Okay, good.
You say that like you have better.
Yeah, it is a partial improvement. What the fuck?
It is better, you know. It shows that he has self-restraint for a little bit.
But the nigga, like, he announces your name, like, he's trying to correct you, like, silly black man. Of course I wouldn't do that in front of her. I wait till I go to the bathroom at least. Come on now. And he goes on and says...
He ejaculated to her panties, that's all.
He also goes on and says, as for the hair-smelling P1... I've only tried that once.
Oh, shit. You actually did. Like a commie is about that. It's like, oh yeah, tried it once. Whatever, no big deal.
I like a key word there, Cody. Tried.
Yeah.
Okay, he says, anyways, in class today while I was staring at her.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, Dre, let me just stop right there. You are hitting stalker territory now.
You are hitting Tyler Perry level subtlety, as in not subtle.
Yeah, subtle at all. Oh, this is about to be good right here. So, anyways, in class today, while I was staring at her, she turned around and looked at me.
She did.
Yeah. I bet her friend said, why is that creepy bastard back there looking at you like that? Jerking off going, Yeah. Teacher asked you, Dredd? Now what is it? Oh, bitch, what do you want?
All right, everybody, hands up on the desk.
No. Dredd, can you come to the front of the class and solve the equation? I can't come to the front of the class right now. My leg hurts. My third leg hurts.
People think he was an old pimp. Yeah, he's limping around, but he's trying to hide his pink boat. Like, go down, won't you? Go down. Not now. I gotta wait till I get to the bathroom.
He goes on and says, I think, after he said, anyways, in class today, while I was staring at her, she turned around and looked at me. I think I might actually got a chance now. What do you guys think? I'm going to tell her some things this week. She actually looked at me. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, what are these things, man?
Hold on, Cody. He got something for you, too.
Oh, does he?
He got something for you, Cody. Yeah. He says, also, Cody, you won't be laughing that hard once you see my skills to get her jerking me off. Women find it flattering to hear a guy beats off to them, so you just wait and see.
Alright, what fucking planet is this?
You're gonna be his first
people. 10.5 list on, dude. Because I had never heard a woman get turned on. Oh, I thought you jerking off to me, yes. Because it's so hot.
I dated someone like that, but that's me, though. So. But him, I highly doubt that. But yeah. My Christian. I dated one chick like that. She's into that kind of shit. So, but that's my weird ass. That's neither here nor there. Wow. Well, Cody, he gonna show you.
Okay then, man. All right.
did you hear that sentence? Though he said I'm such confident. You won't be laughing, Cody, once you see my skills to get her jerking me off. He won't be jerking off by himself no more. She gonna be jerking him off by the end of the week.
All right, Dredd. You're talking big, man. See it happen.
All right, so he says, I think I might actually got a chance now. What do you guys think? I don't think you got a snowball chance in hell, bro. Nigga, just because she looked at you don't mean a goddamn thing. Maybe she was looking at the clock behind you. You sitting in the back of the class. I'm assuming there's a clock behind you as well, bro. Maybe she was looking at your creepy ass because maybe her friend said, oh my God, that guy's jerking off to you or whatever.
No, I just like motherfucker looking at me jerking off right now.
I don't know why I'm just stalking her now because you know her sketch.
I don't know why I'm picturing Dremel 1.5 looking like Paul Dano. Is that just me?
Damn, that is a good description. I kind of expect that too. You know who I expect to see, and I think Paul Dano's a step up. So compared to this guy, I expect to see Michael Cera.
Which one, the wheelchair one or the rollerblade one?
Shit, there's only one I know of. Shit, that's that no talking motherfucker, the little hipster bastard. Shit.
Cause I was thinking of Hector. Hector been he was doing the Michael Cera.
Oh, you know he gonna get on you now, CJ. Chicago John, I find your language offensive to me right now, and I'll sue you.
I would deflate your tires, boy.
Deflate your tires.
Deflate his tires.
Hey, Hector, you wouldn't be the first person to tell you to sue me, so. back to Dredd, though. Yeah, man, you ain't got, dude. Don't tell her shit, okay? And you don't know. Fuck, I don't know you. Go ahead and tell her. When your ass end up in jail somewhere, and let's see, you a junior? What are you a junior? What are you, 17, 16?
I'm assuming he is.
Well, he said he was a junior, so what is that, 17 or 16? I don't remember.
Yeah, probably 17.
Yeah, nigga, you will get expelled and probably get arrested. Some states take 17s as adults. You need to stay far away from this girl, and you need to just leave her alone. Because now, from last week, it went from funny to now, it's getting kind of...
Yeah.
It's getting to rape territory now. CJ probably like, I don't see what's wrong. That bitch should look at him. Shit, he giving her all this attention. Shit. Did that nigga fall asleep?
I think he's still there. Right, CJ?
Yeah, I'm still here.
He just quiet. That's all that is. Okay. Yeah,
because Dremel Hobbit father find him as a childhood. That's why.
That's so Dre. Oh, yeah.
That's why it's so quiet. It's like, well.
See, if I stay quiet, you can't find me.
I was about to say, you know what it is? He stay quiet. He relate. That's why.
Yeah,
whatever. He ain't going to sugarcoat my windows.
I don't know, CJ. Why your pants be falling down when you get drunk, huh?
Yeah. See, there you go.
Do you have an alter ego named Dread 1.5, CJ?
Oh, I coming in the windows, coming in the house.
Well, there you go, people. CJ, a.k.a. Dread 1.5. That's been an edition of The Darkness, the most chopped up episode ever, whatever shit, because...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This connection.
We do.
We got three different events. I don't even know if we got to put them all up at once.
Got these crazy-ass questions.
First of all, I never do this. I probably, if not for a while at least, I want to thank everyone that commented on this.
Yeah, it's been a blast.
For your bravery. Yes, your bravery. My favorite has to be Barbara. That was something. I laughed hard at that one. Actually, you know what? Andrew had a good one too. Never mind. You know what? They all were good. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Man, you the type of motherfuckers that should not be dating. And that's coming from me.
Oh, man. Love it.
Well, people, that's been another edition of The Darkness.
Darkness.
A phenomenal one, of course.
Now, I'm Chicago John.
I'm Cody. You know what the fuck I am.
That's right. And we will catch you people next week when The Darkness returns to its normal schedule programming.
Yes, people.
Later, people.
Later, bastards.
Please?
Darkness, everybody! Everyone! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody! Everyone!
When the darkness comes.